fishers of men. These fishermen know what they are doing, and they have had a bad night of fishing. They had worked hard and caught nothing at all. They are cleaning up and ready to rest. But Jesus gets into one of the boats and asks them to row away from the shore so he can better teach the crowds. And then, at the Lord's command, they lower their nets again, at a time of day when fishing normally does not happen, and are astonished when they catch so many fish that several men can barely manage them and their boats are so overloaded that it seems they will sink. They were interrupted in their normal routine by Jesus, and Peter complained a little before obeying his command. Still, Jesus rewards them with a great load of fish and a great lesson, as well as a great call. Based on Peter's response asking Jesus to depart from him because he is not worthy to experience such miracles, this moment got their attention and humbled them deeply. Perhaps it even filled them with a proper fear of the Lord. Jesus, ever the teacher, ever the one who draws us close, tells Simon not to be afraid, and then calls these men to something beyond their understanding. From now on, you will be catching men. Jesus has shown them what he can do if they are simply willing to show up and do what they can. If they had not been fishing, doing what they could, Jesus could not have filled their nets to overflowing. They needed to show up. But they also needed faith to do what seemed pointless and lower their nets one more time, at a time and place when no catch would be expected, simply because it was Jesus who told them to do it. The Lord sometimes interrupts our routine, our program, our well-intentioned plan. He sometimes opens up an opportunity that we don't want to take, or directs us to do something that does not seem like it could possibly bear fruit. Let us ask for the faith to step into the grace of the moment, in spite of the very reasonable hesitations we may have, in spite of the apparent uselessness of speaking to this person, or pausing for that prayer, or witnessing to Christ in this situation. We may find even our reluctant yes to the Lord in our daily routine will bear abundant fruit beyond our own capacity and resources. About the author. Catherine Mulderink, M.A., is married to Robert, station manager for Holy Family Radio. Together, they have 7 children, including Father Rob, and 11 grandchildren. She is president of the local community of Secular Discalced Carmelites and has published 5 books and many articles. Over the last 30 years, she has worked as a teacher, headmistress, catechist, pastoral associate, and DRE, and as a writer and voice talent for Catholic Radio. Currently, she serves the church by writing and speaking, and by collaborating with various parishes, and to lead others to encounter Christ and engage their faith. Her website is www.catherinetherese.com.